Welcome, welcome, welcome to I Should Not Have Said That with the Dashleys. I'm Dallin. This is Ashley. And
Hi.
We have a solid new structure for this podcast starting out.
It's very fluid and may never be the thing that we do twice, but
no, we're doing it twice. We did the last podcast and we're doing this podcast.
This is the twice time.
The twice time. We're starting off our meeting today with some...
They're little books. We've been almost reading this book for our whole time podcasting. It was the greatest $6 I ever spent. It's a 1913 little handbook that I guess people would buy for a girl who was getting married back in the early 1900s just to help her along on her journey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a companion publication for husbands. So Dallin and I just are wanting to read one a day, and we'll talk about it and talk about how weird it is or how
talk about whether it still applies today or whether it might be a little bit shrouded in the patriarchal system that was live and well
and
back then.
It's just fun because we get a lot of comments from an older generation, and they just, there's a lot of older people.
Mainly just Facebook.
Yeah, like older people who just really...
Really have some opinions about
really
some things.
Think we're strange. And diving into this book really helps us to see things from their point of view. And really, it wasn't their fault because someone said
it's just what
them.
Their parents taught them.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I have a personalities one too, because yours starts off with personalities. Mine starts off with general habits.
I think they wrote it because in the eyes of men, I don't know, like they want... It feels like... Personality is one of the more important traits for a woman, and your general habit.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, like I kind of had the vibe like when you're looking for a husband, look for someone who can support you. And that's more of a general habits thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what you were taught. I don't know. Like what, like that was my number one. Can he support me and my children? And that would be like a general habits.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, what were you thinking? Probably just how hot she is.
Probably just how hot she is, yeah.
You're just a well of deep thoughts and attributes.
I know.
You can be put into words.
I've found a deeper well.
Okay. Here's one. This is the next one in our list. Don't be surprised if you have married for money or position or fame that you get only money or position or fame. Love cannot be bought. This book is starting out well.
So successful people can't have a heart?
Here's one. Don't expect life to be all sunshine. Besides, if there are no clouds, you will lose the opportunity of showing your husband what a good chum you are.
A good chum. All right, here we go for men. Don't increase the necessary work of the house by leaving all your things lying around in different places. If you are not tidy by nature, at least be thoughtful for others. See? That's pretty good.
That's good. Don't despise sound common sense because he doesn't indulge in brilliant inspirations. What does that mean? Okay, so
I might not have brilliant inspirations, but I do have common sense.
So just because you're kind of boring, I'm trying to put this into common words. And
I might not be a philosopher,
there's
but
nothing impressive.
I have some street smarts.
Just because you don't impress me academically doesn't mean I can't take your common sense doesn't mean you don't have good common sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here's one more from the don'ts for husbands. Don't sit down to breakfast in your shirt sleeves in hot weather on the ground. Wait, don't sit down to breakfast in your shirt sleeves in hot weather on the ground.
Why?
That only your wife is present. Oh, okay. It's using some mannerisms.
Oh, like just because it's only your wife who's at breakfast with you,
only
don't
my
be
wife,
such a slob.
Yeah. Okay.
Have
oh,
some,
okay. Okay.
Have some manners and formality.
She is a woman like any other woman. The courtesies you give to womankind are her due, and she will appreciate them.
Right. Like just because you're around me, don't treat me like some guy friend who you don't care about. Like how you look around me.
Like the hot chicks at the office, you put on a better show than your.
So
matronly wife at home.
So okay, you're not talking as yourself, right?
You know those Folger commercials,
right?
Where in the 1950s,
they're on TikTok.
Yeah, you got to go look up the old Folger commercials where the husband complains to his wife that her coffee is crap compared to the coffee that the girls at the office make for him.
The narrator is like, "Do you want your husband to be as excited about your coffee as he is about the girls at the office's coffee?"
Yeah, it's so. And then all of a sudden, the husband loves her when she brings him Folger's coffee.
He pays attention to her like he does the cutie girls.
The cuties
at the
at work, yeah. And then the woman finally has worth in her husband's eyes when she brings him Folger's coffee. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The best part of waking up, Folgers in your
really cup. Instilling you're instilling your market value by instilling trauma and fear in the hearts of women everywhere.
I miss ditties, you know, little
P. Diddy
product ditties.
Like, oh,
double the flavor, double the fun for the great mint taste of double mint gum. And they had all the twins. That was my greatest aspiration at like age 10 to be a twin, which was never going to happen because I wasn't one. And to be in the double mint, I was like, what a way to get on TV. How it's so easy to be famous if you're an identical twin.
Yeah. All right. On to the office quote. And then we have some things to talk about. Here's the new office quote of the day. The second one in this new book that I bought.
Okay.
Because we're keeping The Office alive and well. I feel like the love for general love for The Office has gone down with amidst all the new shows and its age.
We're turning into old people who are like, young people don't respect.
I still used to love I Love Lucy, you know, and
Lucy is really great.
Barney Fife.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Michael, these are things that should not be said in The Office. Toby works in HR, which technically means he works for corporate. So he's really not part of our family. Also, he's divorced, so he's really not part of his family. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, gosh.
Michael's the worst. Man,
he hates Toby so much.
I heard they're coming out with a new office. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sometime. Maybe in the next 6 years that will happen.
We'll see. Oh, speaking of new shows coming out, Severance Season 2 is coming in June. Super, super excited for that.
Fallon watches that all in one night while I sleep.
When is New Office?
And he wakes up both excited and grouchy. Excited because it was your favorite show and you watched it all night. Grouchy because you didn't sleep, but also because it's over. A full spectrum of emotions.
Severance ended the season on the biggest cliffhanger of any show I've ever watched.
You've told
they
so many
hardly answered the big question of the season, and then they just ended it. Mm-hmm. And it sucked.
It's like
it sucked.
When you find a Severance buddy and you find out they've seen Severance, you guys have this moment. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's like when
I hope that there's some people watching that have listened to Severance and they're having that with me right now through the podcast.
It's like when I find a Bridgerton buddy and we're like, did you? Yes. I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you had any dreams lately?
I feel like I've had some big ones.
Okay.
I just don't remember them. I took some melatonin a few nights ago.
Okay.
Again, sorry. I don't remember it.
Okay. That's the end.
That was a great story, huh?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, well, if you ever have a dream, tell me, because I have a dream book.
Okay.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
Okay, we have some things on our list. Do you want to talk about the date that made you cry first?
It's traumatizing, and Dallin will never repay me enough.
Of course, naturally.
Okay.
And your husband can relate.
We're at dinner. It's fine. We drive out to Zion's, like where Zion's National Park is. There's some fun restaurants up there. It's like 45 minutes from our house. 40.
Love that area.
We find one with a lot of good reviews. And we sit down for dinner there on a Friday night and we order, what do we get for our appetizer? Crabby cakes. And what else?
And brie cheese.
Oh, the brie cheese thing was great. The bread was so, like, it was just, they didn't make the bread in house. It was just bread. Okay.
Yeah.
The crab cakes were soft and mushy and cold.
And they were $22.
Dallin and I can't decide because we're not crab cake people. Is this just how crab cakes are? Or are we being like...
I just expected for $22 that they would be like top notch.
Like, you know, like I've had egg rolls, right? That are cheap. And you're like, this was cheap. I don't expect much from this egg roll. Uh-huh. And then I've had egg rolls that are wonderful and not cheap.
But and like, you're like, but it was worth it.
We feel like...
Lakai in Salt Lake, Lakai Noodle House in Salt Lake, for example, the best egg rolls on the planet.
I'll pay any amount of money for them because they're so good and they never disappoint. I feel like for $22, two tiny little crab cakes on a plate with no decoration, it's not okay. And they were soft and soggy and cold. Okay, yeah. I tell Dallin, just quietly, not making a scene.
Okay, Ashley's food comes out and it's also lukewarm.
I tell Dallin, these are bad.
Are you talking about crab cakes or food?
So we've had one instance where I'm like, these are bad. Okay. Not making a scene. I'm just like, these are bad. Then my food comes out and it's fine. I just turn to Dallin quietly and in confidence and say, I don't really like this. It's kind of cold and like the noodle is a little crunchy in the middle.
For how much freaking dinner cost, it should be so good.
The noodles, the pasta, excuse me. Everyone hates when I call noodles noodles. The pasta was a purse. So it's like... It holds, there's like a filling in it and it's twisted on top. So it looks like a little purse. And the purse was cold and it was felt undercooked a little. Like it was kind of.
It looked old almost like it, like it was, out in the air for a long time.
Well, because it was cold. Yeah. Anyways, I turned to Dallin and I'm like, this isn't very great. And he was like, do you want different?
Right after she says that, the waiter comes up and says, how is everything?
And Dallin.
And I'm like, her food's.
Okay, no.
A little cold. Dallin
says, my food was great. And then he goes, but hers wasn't. And then he looks at me like he just tossed me the conversation football.
No, he did. I was talking to him. He looked at you and started asking you questions.
You become very quiet. Like it's my turn to talk.
Well, you should have spoken up.
I didn't want to.
And aired your grievances about their crappy food.
This is the thing. Don't air my grievances if I don't air them. So, or if you're going to air my...
We should have switched plates. Listen, and I say, my noodles are cold. Just
if you're going to air my grievances, you need to keep up the talking. Talk for me. Okay. I'm not airing them.
I'm like, Ashley, tell the man.
Yeah, that's how it was. And so the waiter, who was really nice, but lots of direct eye contact, he was not leaving. It wasn't... I tried to brush him off like 17 times, like, it's fine. It's fine. And he was like, it's not fine.
Well, it's a classy enough restaurant that they, for the prices they're charging, they want it to be, they want to make it right. So luckily they took yours off the bill. The manager came out.
You're going too fast. Oh, finally.
You're wanting to tell more.
Finally, I say to him, you were never supposed to know this. He wasn't supposed to tell you anything. I don't want, like, everything is fine. And he walks away and we think it's over until the freaking owner of this restaurant comes out and he starts grilling me on whether or not I like it in a very nice way. But for me, a girl with extreme social anxiety, and if I feel any amount of pressure, like I have wronged someone or offended someone or told them I don't like something, I enter like panic inside my head mode. And when I enter that mode, I start crying. So he's like, how was your food? I heard you didn't like it. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. It wasn't that bad. It just wasn't for me, but it's fine. I don't even want, like, you don't have to do anything for me. And he won't stop. And he keeps asking what I need to be done. And I'm like, nothing, until tears start coming out of my eyes. And I start literally crying in front of him. I'm not sobbing. I'm not making noise. But there are tears streaming down my face. And he's like, it's fine. We're just having a conversation.
He said, we're just two humans having a conversation. And you're like,
leave. And I'm like, it's so fine. I am not, I don't need anything. Please just, it's so fine. And he won't leave. And now he's trying to like coach me on how to express my feelings about how much I hated his food. And it's terrible. Okay. Finally, he's like, what can I do for you? And I'm like, nothing. And Dallin says, dessert. And that's all he says again. He loses speech after dessert. And so the guy is like, what dessert would you like to me? And
no.
I'm like, I didn't want dessert.
No, I spoke up. I said chocolate cake and ice cream.
He only started talking about desserts when I was like, I don't, it's fine. And he was like, your husband says you want dessert. And I was like, well, what desserts are there? And then there was chocolate cake and Dallin wanted chocolate cake. So we got chocolate cake.
It was actually really good. There's like a little bit of cayenne in it.
So at this point, like, this is our vibes. I'm like, please end this moment. And Dallin's over here being like, how much can I get for the crap food they gave my wife? What free things can I get from this? And now they've made her cry, which is, I might get even more free things.
I'm like, look, my wife is on her period and this is rough.
I can't, on my period, I can't have these moments. I just start crying.
Yeah. So anyways,
so then
they charged us for the dessert.
Well, then we get our bill and they didn't. He was like, I didn't charge you for your meal. And I was like, oh, thanks. You didn't have to do that, but thanks. But they did charge us for the dessert.
$15.
That they said would be free.
He didn't straight out say it, but he intimated that it would be free.
How can I?
He's like, what else can we do to make it right? And I was like, dessert. And he's like, what dessert can I get you? So he kind of had the attitude that it would be free. But at this point, I just didn't speak up. I just paid for it.
You tipped him too.
Well, I'm going to tip our server still. It's not, that's his job.
You tip them after they give you free dessert. I tip and then servers.
I tip servers. It's like.
The server's the one who did the bill.
Well, that's just his job. You're just, yeah, you're just tip server. He was a fine server. He wasn't the cook.
He was supposed to give us the dessert.
Made the crappy food.
I didn't even want the dessert. He made me take a dessert.
I could have. I just didn't want to cause a fuss. We paid.
Too.
We left a 3-star review, said wah, wah, wah on Google, and then they responded and they were like, oh, please email us directly to talk about stuff like this. I just won't go back. That's all. We just won't go back.
I know, but listen, if you tell me you're going to give me a free dessert and then charge me for it, I don't feel like I need to tip you.
Well, have you ever been a server at a restaurant?
Yes, it was terrible. It but just, like,
maybe I have a little more compassion for servers.
No,
they make hardly anything, at least here in Utah.
Okay, and but like, listen.
And it wasn't his fault. He was a fine server.
It was his fault because he charged us. He's the one who puts in the dessert.
Maybe he didn't know.
He was.
I don't know.
He was there.
Anyways, I still feel an obligation to tip servers.
I don't say that. Like, I don't feel that obligation.
Obviously, you don't.
I didn't feel the obligation to tip this server.
You rude, cranky old lady doesn't tip people.
Listen, at this meal, I cried. Okay, I received food that was cold. Then I cried. Then I got free dessert that I ended up paying for. Like, I don't feel like it's a tipping situation. Well,
yeah, no. None of that money that we paid for the food would go to him. It would go to the restaurant.
Okay, but he's in charge of putting the order.
Not really.
On the ticket.
He's just doing what he's told. He's just a lowly server.
Think the owner was like, charge him for the dessert.
Well, probably. I could have spoken to him. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. I would keep causing this big scene here, but I was under the impression that the manager was going to give us this dessert and we wouldn't have to pay for it.
The dessert my wife didn't want that she sent her to many times.
Anyways. And enough of that story. Let's move on.
But it was a great cake.
It was really good. That was the best part of the dinner, the dessert. So good.
Worst $122 we ever spent.
God, it was expensive. Yeah. Anyways.
We went to Scottsdale.
We did.
On our anniversary.
And that was
3 months early.
We did it a little early. It was just a good time when your parents could come out and babysit and visit. And we just did it then.
Mm-hmm. We flew from St. George, just the quaintest little airport.
Love the St. George Airport.
Because it's not cheap to fly out of.
Not the cheapest.
Flies to two places. Three.
Three. Two? Salt Lake, Denver, and Phoenix.
Uh-huh. But nothing better than a 40-minute flight. So great. Especially for me, who hates flying in old rickety metal tubes through the air at high speed.
There are more and more news articles about crappy airplanes these days, too. Ever since Boeing has been in hot water for... the door that ripped off.
That's what I've always said. I'm like, these are just people, okay? People are great, but it's not like the gods are like maintaining these airplanes. It's just people. And all you need is one of these people to just...
to have a bad day.
Have a bad day and not...
rush the job.
Be just like...
I don't know.
Not be in it.
They probably have redundant systems and checking
or
things.
Or these are companies. That might be easier to get on board. And these companies are trying to make a profit. And they don't want bad press.
Boeing has not been performing well lately. Let's just say that.
Well, because
but there is a new one today. Stop. A Southwest, the cover of an engine just like flew off.
They're just machines. It's like cars.
Yeah.
How often does a weird thing happen with your car?
Not mine.
The thing with cars are they can just come to a stop and you don't fall out of the freaking sky.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit nerve-wracking. So anyways, we're just going to get Ashley some medication and continue flying places.
Flight to Scottsdale when I'm crying. I just am to the point, I'm not making noise, but I'm to the point where the whole flight, I'm just sitting there holding onto the armrests like I'm about to fall out of a plane.
We had some pretty bad turbulence.
And I just tears coming out of my eyes the whole time. Flight attendants are like, are you okay?
Miss?
And I'm like, no, I am not.
Do I look okay?
My husband wants to travel, and I don't want to hold him back.
I hinted at medication earlier. Elephant in the room, I am not making Ashley get medication.
I don't think that's the elephant in the room. No, I had the thought on the plane. I was like, I'm to the point where I need to be medicated if I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this. I'm going to be like when we used to catch squirrels at my house growing up, because we had all these squirrels and they would eat the foam insulation out of my dad's engine. So my mom started trapping them and putting them in the forest far away. They get really, really anxious and sometimes have like a heart attack and just die.
Sad.
Like wild animals when they're caged, it's just sometimes they can't take it because they get so worked up. That's how I feel on the airplane. And I'm like,
maybe we should just get you a parachute, just a little parachute that you can wear.
No, I don't.
Just in case.
I'm blowing up. How am I
have it on for jumping for out comfort. Of
the plane when it crashes into the floor?
When it falls apart, like your brain tells you it's going to, just know that you've got a parachute on. Point, you can float safely down.
At that point, I've burnt up or lost oxygen and I'm unconscious. Okay. Okay. And my kids are going to become little orphan Annies and
dang,
go to
your brain
again.
Your brain takes it even farther than
it's not that I thought. Far, Dallin. It's happened to people.
See?
Anyway, Scottsdale was magical and warm. And what was the best part of your trip besides being together?
Cheesecake Factory.
Loving people, each other.
I loved. Cheesecake. We went on long walks. It was lovely just spending some time relaxing, even just laying in our bed with Full Swing on
Whatever.
Season 2 on Netflix.
Relax.
And I would play like this pool game on my phone.
Dylan gets antsy.
I would go on walks. Well, I'm not as comfortable being in the hotel room for long periods of time. Ashley could just veg out for a long time watching shows. I would just go on walks in the evening sometimes. It was fine. I loved it.
4 months, we have talked about how much time we're going to spend just laying in our bed watching TV.
Maybe in my own bed at home, I would be able to do that more easily. But when I'm at a cool new city, I want to go like explore and feel like I'm doing vacation things on a vacation.
Okay.
So I did go on a few walks by myself at night and just walking around it had just rained. It was a little rainy. And
that's
so the
night I didn't walk
the
with you.
Smells Dylan. Of the, yep. of the desert plants just smell so good. The flowers. I love the smell of desert foliage after the rain.
Oh.
Love it.
Look at you.
It smelled so good. Yeah. We walked through this really nice neighborhood, saw a Cybertruck for the first time in person.
Crazy.
It was just parked out there.
There.
And just all these huge houses are so beautiful. Scottsdale is definitely a sweet place to live if you've got a lot of money and just want to golf and eat at a lot of cool restaurants and go shopping at the coolest malls.
People in Scottsdale, just as like windbreaks or, you know, landscape fillers or like a natural fence, they just have citrus trees.
There's an orange tree.
There's just got like 30 orange trees on my property.
Yeah, one just had a bunch of orange trees as a hedge, like as a fence.
Yeah, like hedges.
Like they didn't even care that they had this beautiful citrus tree.
I walk around like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, it's like I'm walking into heaven, like seeing all these.
Do you even know what you've got?
What type of
letting orange? All these oranges rot.
No one knows what the type they have. I'm like, what genus of grapefruit are you growing here? And they're like,
Is it the Oro Blanco?
Yeah.
Ashley ordered an Oro Blanco grapefruit tree after being there.
The most beautiful plant nursery. That was the highlight of my trip.
It was huge.
Besides you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that was my caveat. Like besides being together and bonding, what was the best part?
Uh-huh.
Mine was they had the most beautiful plant nursery. There were trees, like it was where commercial builders get like commercial landscapers get like full grown trees for their properties. Like if you're building a hospital and need to put trees in there, there were trees like $20,000 trees.
I was super surprised. I had no idea they cost that much.
Yeah. Dallin and I, if you know, shiz ever hits the fan, I can just start digging up my orchard, charging $15,000 for this tree. Growing money.
You are. It's a real investment out there.
The best part of the nursery was they had a citrus section where they had like 13 different types of orange trees next to 13 different types of grapefruits next to all the different types of lemons. I just walked through and I tasted every one. Mm-hmm. No one else was doing that but me. Mm-hmm. But it was like a experience I would pay for on a cruise ship. If they were like, come out to the local citrus farm and taste every lemon that's ever been developed.
Anybody in Arizona want to let us come eat their plants?
That's, I kept saying, I
we'll
like,
come do it.
Still should be a cruise stop. This place is great.
Yeah. Just stop in California and drive 7 hours
to, like, just
east.
Transplant.
Yeah.
If global warming keeps up, I hear California will be underwater and maybe Scottsdale will become a...
Perfect. Let's move to Scottsdale then.
Mm-hmm. Florida's will go away, so you don't want to go there.
Should we though? Okay, here's what I need from everybody that has experience from Florida.
Done this before. Listen.
I've watched all the YouTube videos already, and they're not there's not enough info out
Dallin's
there.
Dallin's recycling through his fixations, and we've gone through a couple different things. Cars.
Blackjack.
Gambling, cars, and we're back at Florida.
Not so much actually gambling, like, but learning how to count cards.
It's like a spectrum, and it goes from like really wholesome to like normal guy thing, and then to like decrepit activities like gambling.
Okay. I mean, gambling is, there's a spectrum. If you dabble for fun versus you get super addicted and you throw away your inheritance, your in your future.
Disneyland, Disney World, cars, gambling. Disney World, cars, gambling. Disney World, cars, gambling.
Okay.
Dallin doesn't gamble. He just literally became.
We live 45 minutes from Mesquite.
No, you don't.
2 hours from Vegas.
But you.
Every once in a while, it's fun to go mess around.
Dallin spent hundreds of hours. I would wake up at night and he'd be on his phone memorizing combinations.
Maybe I signed up for a course on how to count cards from Blackjack Apprenticeship. It's really great. A lot of cool info. I remembered a lot from my statistics class, honestly, and it was really fun to refresh that.
You became a gambler. I'm saying you deeply fixated.
It's kind of like
gambling.
Yeah, how people say that Sudoku is really good for your brain and keeps you from getting dementia when you age. It's that. You know how you feel when you're learning something, you're making your brain work at learning something new or to process a little bit more than average amount of information. That's really healthy for your brain, actually, and keeps you from getting dementia and Alzheimer's as you get older. Oh. So counting cards is one of those activities that's good for your brain and makes you it work a little harder than autopilot. And like after like we're freaking 30 now, our brain knows how to do a lot of things on autopilot. I don't want my brain to degrade. Counting cards is a good brain activity. It makes you stay alert, stay present, keep the running count in your brain, watching all these new cards come out, get faster and faster. You can up the dial to make the dealer deal faster. You can do two hands at once. And it's really good for your brain.
Dallin has
it's a good workout.
This whole time, he has dialed in on this conversation.
I can tell you all about counting cards.
I know, because you hyper fixated on it.
It's fun. It's cool. And if I had 80 hours a month to devote to it, I could actually make money. I would have to get perfect, though. I'm not perfect,
Dallin,
but I am really close.
Dallin has yet to find and fixate on a hobby that is something that could work with a family and children.
No, I have fixated on starting a business, and that's been really fun.
Yeah.
We have finalized the drinks, the morning and the evening one, and we're already working on a midday drink.
Are you?
Flavors. Yeah, we're having a call tomorrow about it. Next process is finding suppliers and finalizing the bag, what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like. And this is going to take, I think, a few more months. And then it will be out to market. And I'm so excited for that. Excited for you guys
I think you've worked really hard on that. I wouldn't call it your fixation.
Okay.
Like you're, where I'm like, you okay, man? Like, you want to come up for air?
Yeah, so I guess recently I've been fixated on Florida again. So this is back. I need everybody that has experience living in Florida.
Moving to Desert Color was another fixation.
That was short-lived.
It was short.
Okay, moving to Florida, I need you to be my YouTube video and send me an email with a few paragraphs on your thoughts on Florida living in like north of Disney World. I need to hear it again. I just need to hear if anything's changed. Email me again.
Has anything about the state changed in the last 6 months?
Living in Winter Garden, Windermere, Hamlin area. Apparently, Dr. Phillips is cool. Anywhere on that side of I-4 is where I would move to. Horizon West. Is that what it is?
I would Horizon move West? To Charleston in South Carolina.
Really?
I would.
Anyways.
Okay. Okay, Ash, enough of that.
I just want to know your thoughts on it. Pros, cons, is it worth it? Does the Disney magic fade? Do you actually go out to the beach a lot if you're living in Orlando?
Do you want to go back again?
I do.
Well, just go, man.
Really? That'd be so fun.
I told you this yesterday.
Maybe I will.
Every
Maybe
time
I'll do
Dallin
it.
Dallin goes, he's like, I don't think I want to go here.
Okay. I just want to know if I am romanticizing it and the magic fades after a while. After a while, you just get tired of tourists and traffic and city life and you just kind of wish that you were still living in chill St. George, Utah.
I think we'll just be there. and we'll just be like, this is different and great.
Really? And we've got dinosaurs creeping up in our backyard every once in a while.
I just think you're not like a crazy, like needy person. Like you're not going to be there and be like, oh, like this little thing is bothering me so much and I can't handle it. Like for the record, I think you'll hate it.
Really? Why?
Well, you don't like humidity and you don't like sand.
How do you know?
Literally the whole state is just sand. It's whether or not the sand's by the ocean or not. And I don't think you would love bugs. Like you're a Utah boy. You have not experienced the scope of bugs. Like when I go to Disney World, I'm like, that's like my thought the whole time in Disney World. Where are all the bugs? How are they keeping them away? Like, where are they?
The bugs.
Because like you step foot off Disney property and you're in the Amazon rainforest, man. Like spiders the size of your hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Fire ants. Freaking flying cicadas. Spider webs. Like, where are the spider webs? That's what I think about the whole time. I grew up in Georgia, which is like Florida light. Okay.
Okay.
I woke up every morning to go to like seminary, like church school before normal school. And I would have to walk out with a broom to walk down my steps of my porch because like freaking spiders the size of my eyeballs made their homes every night across my porch. Your eyeball's big. A spider the size of your eyeball?
Oh, okay.
That's...
Oh, you mean just his body?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. It's alive. The place is alive. If you died in a cabin in the woods in Florida, no one would even find you in a year. Like the amount of human effort it takes to keep the forest and the swamp at bay to not take over your space.
Is kudzu down there too?
I don't even know, man. That stuff is wild.
Because kudzu's taking over Georgia.
Yeah. I don't know. Or like... Just even, like, we go walking at the lake here. If we went to the lake there, it would be, like, all hands on deck. Where are the children? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't go by the water. Like, I grew up not sitting in the grass. Don't sit in the grass. Because you got chigger bites if you sat in the grass.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere. When I go back to Georgia, I get, like, anxiety because I remember all the rules. Like, learn your rules. You have
better
to
learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
Like, you don't. You know how many times I went out to my hose thinking it was a hose to turn on to fill up the dog's water bowls and it was a freaking snake? Or like we had baby birds because we had a birdhouse. We opened it one day and there was like two snakes that took up residence and ate all the babies.
Gosh.
It's just like alive. Like I go months here without seeing a creature that
maybe that
me.
Makes you feel alive and keeps you on your toes.
It's wild. But like here, there's like I go months without seeing something that scares me.
Yeah.
Months. There it's like, duh, duh. Or like walking in my basement in Georgia. Like how many times I stepped on spiders.
Ugh.
I get like,
even with pest control?
That isn't real out there.
Like nothing. There's no amount of lick of chemicals that can keep them at
not
bay.
Not real.
Ugh. Yeah, that's definitely something I've taken for granted my whole life.
Nothing
living in
real.
Utah.
Okay.
If we spent most of every day in Disney World or on a cruise ship or the beach.
Will. Like there's normal life. One time I was gardening and my hand brushed a caterpillar that electrocuted me with the force of 1,000 lightning bolts.
Oh, you would be super dead.
No, I mean, I'm exaggerating, but like it, I fell over. Look it up. Caterpillar stings.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah.
I had so much poison ivy on my body growing up, I still have scars.
One video I watched was from this guy on his list of cons. It was like, yeah, you realize after a few months here that it's mostly still just your life and it's not all Disney magic.
I just think it's a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, like, I didn't know how traumatizing the environment of the Southeast was to me, like bug-wise and creature-wise, until I left. And now when I go back, I'm like,
jeez, it's like
yellow jackets.
Yeah.
They make their houses in the ground.
That is nuts. Yeah.
Jeez. It's also great. It's just like you have to make a daily effort to keep the wilderness at bay.
That's wild. And apparently home insurance is crazy. And property taxes.
I know. I also, growing up, I was like this hoity-toity girl from Georgia who was like, Those Florida people. When are they going to learn to move away from the state and never come back? Like, they just keep getting attacked by hurricanes.
That's a vibe I get a lot in the comment section of social media, too. Like, everybody thinks that Floridians are total idiots.
I was just,
mainly because Florida man headlines are pretty out there.
Like, there's nice. There's like Georgia people. It's just like seen at Walmart kind of vibes.
Yeah. I'm guessing that a lot of the Florida headlines come from the Panhandle area.
Okay. I get those people. I don't like. Okay. But also, I grew up doing service projects down there. And for most people, service projects are just supposed to like enlarge your heart. Love for the population, and I was always like,
made you hate them.
I was just like, quit it, quit making me come down here to rescue you out of your house. Like, just build a new city, just north a little bit. Like, just stop rebuilding.
Well, that's why Walt Disney did it in Orlando, not the coast.
Oh, so, like, I have all of these entrenched, like, 14-year-old Ashley being like, quit making me come down here and like cleaning out your drywall. Like,
yeah,
just take your insurance money and go. Like, stop coming back. Uh-huh. There's going to be another hurricane. I remember like sitting in the car driving home from Florida being like, I'll never live here.
I heard some advice saying buy an older home because that means it can withstand hurricanes if it's still standing.
Did you know, I've watched a lot of Cops episodes. And
a lot of those episodes are from Florida.
No, there are some episodes in Florida, like multiple episodes actually, where they get called because people get like Bermuda pythons as pets. and like they probably do it here too, and people are like, I don't want the snake anymore, like why would I, and they let it go outside being like, it'll probably die, whatever. They don't
but it
die.
Thrives off
they
of people's
into,
small animal pets,
enormous huge snakes, and people find them in their closet.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah,
fun.
Do you know how many poisonous snakes
in my brain right now? I'm saying, yeah, but that won't happen.
Have
to
you
me
ever seen a copperhead?
Probably at a zoo. Yeah.
They just, you walk outside sometimes and it's sitting on your porch.
Gosh.
This is my life.
So nuts.
So many moments where you're like, what the?
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll go for you. And I'm sure it will be great. I just don't think you'll like it. I really like, I think you'll hate the summer.
Well, I do know that we wouldn't even want to go to Disney World in the summer anyways.
Well, I just think you would always feel sweaty.
So that brings me back to what I said a few podcasts ago, where we just need to get rich. We can afford a winter house in Florida and
but then we're like, back. We're not going to want to drive across the country.
I would if we had a sweet house in Florida and we were rich.
Have you ever driven across the country?
Yeah, a few times and it sucks. With you. We did it.
Oh, yeah, we did do it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that bad, just us.
You were pregnant and you were throwing up, so it probably sucked more for you.
It wasn't that bad. It was like the worst drive of my life.
It was really bad.
That was the day I threw up in the mud next to Subway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun. Fun memories. All right, please email us. And you know what? I'm just going to make an executive decision right now, and we'll start using hello-lees@gmail.com again. So much easier to remember. And any emails I get, I'll just forward them to my podcast email so that I can keep it organized. And I will not lose any of your emails. Please forget the crazy email I made and just email us at the good old original hello-lees@gmail.com. It's wise. It's probably the good thing to
I
do.
I feel like I fight
this. ISNHST podcast is just, it's just hard to remember. Maybe I should have done like Dashley's podcast or something.
I don't know. I feel bad now. Like I killed your thing.
It was no.
No. This whole
well,
this
combined
whole,
with
for
it,
the last 2 years I've been like, quit it, change it.
It's probably and right. It's probably
that
good.
You finally are ready. I just feel like I made you do it.
No. Email us at hello-lees@gmail.com. Let me know your Florida thoughts.
Email us at hello-lees@gmail.com and let us know if you want to keep the original.
Worth it for us to move there. My vision is that we could just be a travel social media channel and it geared more towards just travel fun. And we would start working with like some kind of travel agency that has an affiliate program. And that could be some like how we make income. Given our position as social media people with a bit of a following and the privilege that we have there, that's what my dream would be to just have fun travel videos and content and take that route and be super cool. Anyways,
we could still do that.
We just have to fly a lot.
I want to move to Florida because it's good for business.
That would be a perk.
I want to move to Florida because we love Florida.
No, yeah. No, raising kids. When we go there, I just think, how wild would it be to live close to this stuff? Universal Studios, Disney, beach, cruises, the crazy things there are to do down there.
Mm-hmm.
The water parks, Look, it's crazy.
It is. It's very fun.
And I'm sure there's people that live there that are agreeing with me right now, and also people rolling their eyes at me thinking, oh, how naive, you silly Utah boy.
My fear of bugs and snakes. Like, I loved Georgia. Yeah. I loved it. And I was finally away long enough to be like, I don't know. But I can love it again.
I don't know. Maybe I'll fly out again and just fill out my heart. Email us, hello-dashleys@gmail.com. If you want to be an overachiever, you can still email isnhstpodcast@gmail.com.
And Dallin will feel like a little blossom of love in his heart every time someone uses it.
Thanks, guys. We love you.